it is time to bring in none other than Mike Cossey. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So how do we do with our picks? I mean, it was all...
Couldn't do any worse.
No, I know. It was all over the place. It was just
I went 0 for 3. Okay. I had Seattle, New England, and the Rams. You were 1 and 2. You lost with Seattle and the Rams, and you won with the Colts.
Amazing. 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 And then it's just... You just can't figure this league out. You just can't. I mean, I know I've been harping on this all year long. If you look at all the teams, every team in the NFC East, they all have big problems. Big problems.
Not right now, not all of them.
Philadelphia, Dallas lost last night to get shut out by Baltimore.
The Eagles looked pretty damn good to me.
They looked good last night, didn't they? But it seems like the top teams in the NFC East only look good on occasions. Well, maybe the Eagles are getting it together finally.
Well, who has looked, besides the Saints, who's been consistent?
Well, now
you can't even put the Rams in there anymore.
No, you can't put the Rams in there. You can't put the Patriots in there. You can't put anybody in there.
Except the Patriots lost with little help from their friends.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Giants have been consistent, but if that's been...
Consistently bad.
Yeah, that's right. But you're right. There's only one team that's really been consistent that's had one screw-up, and that is the Saints, and they'll probably lose tonight.
No, they ain't losing tonight.
I'm gonna pick them tonight, by the way.
How could you not?
Yeah, you got to pick them. I mean, but, jeez, what a crummy league. I mean,
They got what they wanted. It's socialism in football. It works. Not. So I could put you down for the Saints tonight?
Yeah, I mean, why not? I mean, how can you go against them?
How can you? It's the NFL, yeah. That's how. Did you watch the Pittsburgh game yesterday?
Yep.
Was that disgusting?
It was horrible.
I mean, the referees, they totally had a huge hand in that outcome. And, you know, people are going to say, oh, well, Tom Brady didn't do this. And he brought the team down the field two times late in the game, only to get a bogus call against them inside the 10-yard line. Both times, two 10-yard penalties, backs them up, changed the whole perspective. When you're first and goal inside the 10, and the next thing you know, you're playing from the 20, it's a whole different set of plays you have to run. And they couldn't put the ball in the end zone. You give the credit to the Steelers for that, but the penalties had a huge outcome in this game yesterday.
Mike,
huge outcome.
I've been talking to a couple of people. Andy Williams does a sports show on our local access TV station, and I ran into him, and I ran into some other people, and people who are just common football fans. They aren't huge betting fans. They're football fans. Okay. We all had. They all said the same thing. They lead off the conversation with the same thing. The NFL has evolved into a league where the referees have been determining outcomes of games.
14 penalties against the Patriots yesterday for 106 yards. 14! And I think some ungodly amount, like 7 or 8 of them, were called on the offensive line, which you know and everybody that watches football knows you can call hold on every play.
That's the whole thing. What I keep telling people is, if you want to know, if you don't believe what we're talking about, just if you're a football fan, just Google old football games. Google videos of any football game. I don't care who it is, any football game in the 70s, you don't even have to go back.
It's ridiculous now.
If you look in the mid 70s to mid 80s, Google any football game and watch it, and you tell me if today's game looks like that game that was played back then.
And you know what else is going on? Like Holden could have been called on any play, and it always could have been.
Yeah.
But you know what else is happening now? Pass interference. I mean, if you just like breathe heavily on the receiver, they're throwing a flag. A pass interference call determined the outcome of the 49ers Seattle game in overtime yesterday. And they just drop flags at will on these passes. Oh, yeah, you touched them with your pinky when you weren't. Come on, man.
Yeah,
that's why football stinks.
Yeah.
That's why people lose an interest in it. That's why I couldn't care less about what happens in it. Because, like, I was texting with my buddies yesterday as these games were going on, and I just kept saying, well, the WWFL outcome says that this team has to win today. And that's what it's becoming. I mean, the Steelers can't get out of their own way. So the only way that the Steelers can have a chance against the Patriots is anytime the Patriots are starting to put together a drive, throw a flag, end the drive, see you later. And that's what happened yesterday. And yet, like you said, I don't gamble on football. I got no dog in the fight. I just watched this game because it was supposed to be a good game. And because of the referees, it was trash.
Like I've been saying all along, our favorite defensive players from 15, 20 years ago
play in the NFL today.
Would be thrown out. Playing,
yeah. Especially defensive backs.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Our favorite defensive players couldn't play, and some of the offensive linemen, the great offensive linemen of our day, would be constantly penalized. Constantly.
I don't think Deion Sanders would have had a chance to be put in the Hall of Fame.
He was
the best cover corner in football ever. And he played a physical game coverage-wise. He didn't hit anybody to tackle, but coverage-wise, today he'd be flagged on every play.
Anyway, if
they wanted to, depending on who. It's just a joke. It's just an out-and-out joke.
Well, anyway, so you and I got the Saints tonight. The Aints.
We got smashed this weekend.
Yeah. All right. Well, where else do we want to go in sports? Anything else?
What other games can we talk about yesterday? Well, the Jets looked decent for a while Saturday, and then the wheels fell off the bus.
That kid's going to be all right, the quarterback, sooner or later. He's going to be all right.
Well, he's showing signs of being all right, so, you know, see what happens with that. But last night, the Eagle-Ram game, the Rams looked like they were going to blow the Eagles out of the building, and then the Rams forgot how to play football.
Yeah, it's...
It's crazy. It's just absolutely insane.
I put the Seattle game on for a few minutes, and I said, Seattle's going to win. You know, and I come back, and I see that San Francisco wins the game. In Seattle? Yeah. That game was in Seattle, wasn't it?
No, it was in San Francisco.
Oh, it was in San Francisco.
They were playing in the rain, too, all day.
Oh, yeah, and but the rain during the Giant game was horrible.
Obviously, because the Giants didn't want to play in it.
Oh, actually, the defense was always on the field, and even though they lost 17, they gave up very few points for being on the field all day long. The Giants' offense just did not show up at all. Zero. Nobody could catch a ball. Nobody could run. Nobody could block.
Well, from the little bit I saw of it, Tennessee took the running back of the Giants, Barkley, out of the game, and just dared the Giants to throw the ball.
Yeah. It was garbage. The whole game was garbage from beginning to end. Garbage.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, it was so bad you couldn't get upset that they lost because it was such a bad game. You know what I mean?
Oh, you could be upset that they lost. I mean, they didn't show up, and that's the problem with the Giants. Now what did the Giants do? Did they fire the coach again?
Yeah. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable, that's all you can say.
Yep.
All right, so
it's gonna be interesting in these playoffs.
It certainly is. All right. Michael, check with you mañana.
Hey, wait a minute.
What?
We had two big winners this weekend.
What do we have?
Well, we had the magical mystery ride by Javier Castellano that made me very happy because the horse that had the blinkers taken off and won three in a row made it four in a row. Sir Anthony beat Audible and paid a nice $53.80. Thank you very much. And again, you know, people say, oh, Javier Castellano, he's this, he's that. To me, he's the most overrated rider in riding in races. And then our big horse, Mike Matz's Tequilita, who I really like this weekend, got the job done. Got bet heavily at the end of the just before the race, and wound up paying $7 and change, but another winner nonetheless. So a couple of good races we had down at Gulfstream this Saturday.
So you won some money this weekend.
Won some money this weekend.
That's not
bad.
Then
my friend said, oh, go bet this football game. I said, no. I don't think so.
I don't think so is right.
I don't think so.
Hold on to it. All right. I'll speak to you on Monday.
Have a great day, guys.
Tomorrow. Take care. Mike Cozzi, of course, with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.